Well, Pat, I guess you know, coming to New York, you had to do the same thing. But when you come to New York, it's not just playing ball that you got to get used to. It's New York City, too. And I roomed my first year coming back up here. Hank Bauer became friendly with me. He was right fielder at that time. Joe D, like I said, it was Joe D's last year, but Joe D didn't get very close to anybody. He was kind of standoffish, you know. And if I'd go over and ask him what about this or what about that, he would tell me. But Hank was more outgoing. He said, come on and room with me downtown. He said, I'm going to get you some clothes. He took me down to Comer Markers or somewhere and bought me a couple of suits and some shirts and ties and some new shoes and stuff. And he kind of broke me into the city. And that helped a lot because, you know, if you're 19 years old in New York City and you don't know anybody out downtown, it's pretty lonesome. And he took me around and showed me, you know, how to act and, like, some good spots to eat. He became my big brother, you know. And then Casey, of course, was like my second father. I mean, he tried everything in the world to help me that he could do. The whole team was like, it seemed like we were more of a family then than we are now. The guys now don't know each other that well, I don't think. I mean, I when I was doing the games at Yankee Stadium, I'd go down in the clubhouse, and it looked like we never had a briefcase, I don't think, in the whole team whenever I played. And everybody had a briefcase and an agent, you know, and stuff like that. Everybody had their own radio. We all listened to one radio when I was playing. And it just seems different. It doesn't seem like a family anymore to me. It may be, but to me it doesn't seem that way.